Without further delay, it is our honor to invite our guest speaker for tonight, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, who will be speaking to us about the life of Sayyida Zahra, a manifestation of Jihad al-Tab'een. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونشكره ونتوسل إليه ونتوكل عليه ثم نصلي ونسلم على خير خلقه حافظ سره ومبلغ رسالاته سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين المنتخبين سيما بقية الله في الأراضين واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من يوم عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الحكيم وقرآن المجيد وقوله الحق أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله العلي العظيم Please recite الصلوات صلى على محمد وعلى آله In the beginning I just recited the chapter Kawthar. The reason is that there are some verses which are specified to the Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha. And this surah, the whole surah is specified to this holy lady, the Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha. And it gives us some messages which sometimes due to ignorance, people don't pay attention towards the messages which were conveyed through this message by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The topic of tonight is the Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha, the manifestation of Jihad al-Tabiyyin. I remember, was it last year or in summer, I had a lecture here on Jihad al-Tabiyyin, the first lecture. And we were talking about the Quranic view on Jihad al-Tabiyyin. Where does it come from, the root words and the roots of the Jihad al-Tabiyyin in the Quran. But today I want to talk about the Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha being the manifestation of Jihad al-Tabiyyin. Now when we talk about the manifestation, there are different meanings that we can have in our minds. Generally when we talk about the manifestation, we mean, generally people mean or they understand the meaning of a role model for the Jihad al-Tabiyyin. That's what comes in our mind. For example, like how she did Jihad al-Tabiyyin in her time. That's the first meaning that comes in our mind. But I'm not going to talk about this at this moment. I will talk about this aspect of Lady Fatima, that how she did Jihad al-Tabiyyin in her life. But the most important thing is when I'm using this word, that the Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha is the manifestation of Jihad al-Tabiyyin, I mean she is the symbol of Jihad al-Tabiyyin. Again, what does it mean being the symbol? I need to obviously make this clear. The Persian word which we can use, or the Arabic word, is madhar. Or I can say like the word ayn in Arabic, or nafs, which is used in Arabic and the Persian language as well. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam has said that ad-deen huwa al-aql wal-aql huwa ad-deen. Deen is aql and aql is deen. The intellect is religion and religion is intellect. So it means that if you take intellect, you have to take religion, because religion is within the intellect. And if you take deen, then intellect is within the deen. There is no difference between them. This is the nafs. For example, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes we use the words that Allah is hay, He is alive, all living. And if you say Allah is the Almighty, if you use the word Almighty, All Living, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, you can use any word, all of them means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I mean by the manifestation at this point is when we say Jihad al-Tabyin, it is the nafs of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. It is the entity or essence of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. That's what I mean. Let me just give some examples, and the idea will be cleared, obviously. We need to look from different aspects. When we look at the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and when we talk about the jihad fi sabilillah, we don't say that Imam Ali used to do jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jihad fi sabilillah. Whereas when we want the perfect example and the slogan or the symbol of jihad fi sabilillah, we say Ali ibn Abi Talib. The way in Arabic, obviously we have Hawza students. For example, we have an example in Arabic, generally in Nahv. They say that Zaidun kal Asad or Zaidun Asadun. They don't use the word ka, which is similar to. Why? Because they're so close to each other. The bravery of Zaid is so close to the specification of the lion. So when we talk about jihad fi sabilillah in any part of the world, in any school of like Islam, the first name that comes in the mind, what is that? Ali ibn Abi Talib. Why? Because most of the battles were won because of Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. And the way he battled, he warred in the path of Allah, he fought for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, there are different examples, like in the battle of Khandaq, when the companions of the Prophet asked Imam Ali, like, oh Ali, once you had control over the enemy, why you came down? He said, I didn't want anything to be personal there. I fought for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in the Quran we have the verses وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ اتِّبَغَى مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. So I'm not going to the translation of these verses because I have to reach to my own topic. So when we talk about the manifestation of Jihad al-Tabyin, that Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha is the manifestation of Jihad al-Tabyin, means that Hazrat Zahra herself is Jihad al-Tabyin. Let me give you one more example for the symbol or manifestation. For example, you know, every country has a symbol. You know, the first time when Columbus went to America, what is that statue named? The Statue of Freedom? Liberty. The Statue of Liberty. What is that for? That is a symbol, basically, that they had made for themselves. Similarly, when you go to Pakistan, since I'm from Lahore, we have Minar-e-Pakistan. Yeah, this is a slogan. So when you see that, you remember of something else, right? When we see Minar-e-Pakistan, we remember of the formation of the Pakistan, the history of Pakistan, and brother has wrongly announced that I'm from Iran, I'm from Pakistan. So this was the point where I can prove that I'm Pakistani. So I say salawat, Allah Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So basically, when we look at something, we remember of something else, the history of that. Similarly, when I said the Lady Fatima salamu alayha is the manifestation of Jihad al-Tabyin, means that when you look at the Lady Fatima salamu alayha, you should remember Jihad al-Tabyin. And when the word Jihad al-Tabyin is being used, we should quickly go towards the Lady Fatima salamu alayha. Now, why is this happening? Why she became the manifestation of Jihad al-Tabyin? What are the reasons? The reason is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted her to be the symbol and manifestation of Jihad al-Tabyin. There were many lectures here, the respected honorable guests who came here at this same place who delivered lectures on Jihad al-Tabyin. So I don't need to explain what is Jihad al-Tabyin right now at this point. That the struggle or jihad that you do to clarify, to convey the right thing to the people, right? The right message. Now, a question can be like, why you said that the Lady Fatima is the manifestation of Jihad Tabyin? Where did this come from? Do we have any proofs or not? Obviously, when I say something, I have to prove it. For the proof, I will refer to the history. to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I said, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made her the manifestation of Jihad Tabi'in. How this was happened? This was happened that when you read in the history, that when Lady Fatima salamu alayhi wa used to enter the room where Prophet used to be, taqabbal ilayha, he used to stand up from her, his place, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to move towards Lady Fatima and bring her towards where he used to sit. He used to make her sit there. What does this mean? Generally, we read this as, we say it, faza'il or the fazila, that this is in the favor of Lady Fatima salamu alayha. But there is a message behind it. There is something which Prophet wants to tabiyin, to do tabiyin, to clarify for the people that those who will come after me till Qiyamah, they should know that why I used to do this, to remember that she's the manifestation of Jihad al-Tabiyin. The other example is when Prophet used to read Ayat al-Tahir outside the door of Lady Fatima salamu alayha. Why was he doing that for many days, for a couple of months before his demise? He used to come there, he used to recite Ayat al-Tahir. Why was that? To show the image of Lady Fatima, to show the status of Lady Fatima salamu alayha to the nation, to the whole world, that this lady is not an ordinary person. She's not an ordinary lady. If I respect her, it's not because she's my daughter. And there is a proof, because when he used to stand for Lady Fatima, for his daughter, and he used to place him at the place where he used to sit, some companions, they asked, they came to the Prophet and they asked Prophet, that, oh Prophet, our daughters, our wives, our women, they came to us and they told us that you do so for your daughter. Is it something in Islam to do for the daughters? He said, no, it is only for Fatima salamu alayha. So he made clear that she is not an ordinary lady or woman. And then this was the grounds which were made for this lady, in order to show that she is the manifestation of the Jihad al-Tabiyin. What does Jihad al-Tabiyin mean? To clarify, to convey the right religion to everyone. And since she became the manifestation and symbol of Jihad al-Tabiyin, therefore whatever she will say is the actual Islam. Whatever she says will be the actual Islam. And if you do not follow what she says, then you are on the wrong path. This is how Prophet made her the manifestation of Jihad al-Tabiyin. The brothers gave me 30 to 35 minutes, and I prepared 1 hour lecture. Sorry for, I have to summarize a couple of things. So when we say that Lady Fatima salamu alayha is the manifestation of the Jihad al-Tabiyin, we mean the madhar, the symbol, the ayn, nafsul jihad is Lady Fatima. If today we want to do Jihad al-Tabiyin, we need to look at Lady Fatima. You know, when a person becomes something, or becomes the slogan of something, or symbol of something, then their actions, their speech, their, you know, even being quiet, not saying something, sleeping, standing, socializing with the people, everything becomes jihad. Everything becomes tabiyin, the clarification of everything. For example, if Lady Fatima, she did not said something to someone, she's conveying a message in it. If she's stopping someone from visiting her, there is a message in it. If she's going to the doors of the Ansar and Muhajir, there is a message in it. Rather, we talk like how she did the Jihad al-Tabiyin. If we look at her life, we see everything is Jihad al-Tabiyin. So this is what we need to think about. This from this angle, we need to see the life of Lady Fatima. Generally, we have seen that all the lectures that are happening, with all respect, they're doing the right thing. But they're talking about the practical aspect of Jihad al-Tabiyin, that how she did. They're looking from the aspect that she is an entity, she is someone, a personality, and Jihad al-Tabiyin is something else, which she used to practice. This is wrong. If we do this, this is wrong. It is same as that we see Quran different from Ahlul Bayt. When we say Ahlul Bayt is Quran in Natiq, what does it mean? It means that the whole Quran is in Ahlul Bayt. We have a Quran in Samit and Natiq. We have a silent Quran and the spoken Quran. So basically, when we talk about Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salatu wasalam, we are talking about Quran itself. They are the Nafsul Quran. They are the authorities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, when we talk about Jihad al-Tabiyyin in the life of Lady Fatima, it is not good to say that she did Jihad al-Tabiyyin with this method, this method, this method. Rather, you need to just see the life of the Lady Fatima and you see that everything is Jihad al-Tabiyyin. You know, the way she went to the doors, why she did so? Why she went for the Fadak, why she asked for it? Why she went to the door to open the door and did not allow her husband to go there? This is all Jihad al-Tabiyyin. She wanted to convey a message. She wanted to tell them that, look, if I am Umme Abiha, if I am Sayyidatul Nisa al-Alameen, that whoever comes against me is on the wrong side. They are on the wrong side. The surah which I chose, Suratul Kawthar, there are a couple of doubts which we see today people do. Like they talk about when they do interpretation of chapter Kawthar, they bring different interpretations. For example, when they say, we say the Kawthar means Fatimatul Zahra Salamu Alayha, according to our traditions and the exegesis or interpretations that we have. They say, no, Kawthar is something else. This is not Lady Fatima. It might be, you can take it, but in this verse, Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar, it doesn't mean Lady Fatima. A beautiful answer given by Allama Tabatabai. He said, look at the last verse. Inna shani'aka huwa al-Abtar. Your enemies are Abtar. Now Allah said, I gave you Kawthar. At the end, He says, your enemies are Abtar. So what does it relate to then? So it means that this lady herself is Tabiyyin. When we talk about this lady in any place, we are performing Jihad al-Tabiyyin. When we are talking about her. And the most beautiful thing about this lady is whoever understands Lady Fatima salamu alayha, then they join the army of Ahlul Bayt. They join the caravan of Ahlul Bayt. There are many people, we have many examples in our countries, where we have Sunnis and Shias living together, they cannot talk against Lady Fatima. Why? Because she is Sayyidatul Nisa' al-Alamin. And these were the proofs which she gave at the time when she went to the mosque, where she gave the khutbah. In the sermon which she delivered, in the middle of the sermon, like after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving the witness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving the witness of her own father being the prophet, anna abi Muhammadun Rasulullah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, where she's talking about her father, then she talked to the Ansar and Muhajirin. There she started with the word that do not perform shirk. Now the question is, they all are Muslims. Why Lady Fatima is saying do not perform shirk? At that specific point. And after that she said that we are the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. We are mercy upon you. We are the guide for you. She wanted to say that, look, if I am here today, I am for the system of wilaya. And if you oppose this system, you might perform a shirk in your life. You might become arrogant in your life. Don't be like pagans. Don't be like mushrikeen who refuse to accept the system given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Lady Fatima salamu alayha, if she is the supporter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's not because Imam Ali is the husband of Lady Fatima. It's because he is the wali of the time, the hujjah, the authority of the time, the successor of the Prophet. And that's what she conveyed to the people. And the grounds were made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where when Prophet went to the door of the Lady Fatima and he recited ayat al-tahir, There are other verses as well, obviously. Ayah Mawaddat is there. That how he recited the verses of Mawaddat when he used to see Lady Fatima salamu alayha. The Hadith of Thaqalain, the tradition of Thaqalain is there. There are many examples. I just thought that brother has brought some poem in English, but since I'm from Pakistan, I remember one poem from my teacher. When I was finishing my high school, generally we had this tradition, I don't know if you have that, when you finish your 10th class, so you say goodbye to the school and you no more see the school, right? We say matric, like after matric, you don't see anymore the school. So what we used to do is we used to have a diary, a notebook small, where we used to get our teachers to write something for us, which we remember, maybe an advice or anything which will help us in our life. I remember my Urdu teacher, Sayyid Zulfiqar Hashimi. His name was Zulfiqar Hashimi. He wrote a poem, his own poem, because he was a poet as well. And I remember that poem. And wherever I do a majlis for Lady Fatima Salam, I definitely read this. Because this is something on my shoulders, obviously. I've got this from him, and I remember this, and I convey this message as well. So the poem is in Urdu, inshallah. I'll try to explain in English as well. He says that, Dar pe Zahra ke agar koi bhi izzat pa jaye. Dar pe Zahra ke agar koi bhi izzat pa jaye. Phir to bin mange hi dunya mein wo jannat pa jaye. Let me explain this. He says that if someone gets respect at the door of Lady Fatima, you know, imagine if we were walking in the streets of Medina and we knock the door of Lady Fatima and she receives us with respect. Dar pe Zahra ke agar koi bhi izzat pa jaye, this respect. Phir to bin mange hi dunya mein wo jannat pa jaye. Now whoever receives respect at the door of Lady Fatima, he has got heaven in this world. He does not need to ask for the heaven. Why? Because the Sayyidatun Nisa il Alameen, the mother of the leaders of the youth of heavens, has given you the respect. Now you can imagine the status of Lady Fatima and then look at the status of the one who got respect at the door of Lady Fatima. Pirto bin Mangehi, without asking the heaven, you got the heaven on the door of Lady Fatima in this world. پھر تو بن مانگے ہی دنیا میں وہ جنت پا جائے صدقے کیا چیز ہے آغوش جناب زہرا صدقے کیا چیز ہے آغوش جناب زہرا اس میں پل جائے جو بچہ وہ امامت پا جائے. He says that, he wrote that, you know, صدقے, when we say, we remember of صدقہ, the charity. Here it does not mean charity, it means sacrificing. You know, the minimum thing that has been sacrificed to the laps of the Lady Fatima. Obviously, she raised kids. We use the word laps. Aghosh is, you know, we don't say hug, it's a rough translation. Embracing someone, raising someone. You know, the minimum thing that has been sacrificed when Lady Fatima raised someone is that that kid must become an imam. That kid definitely becomes an imam. This is the status of Lady Fatima. صدقے کیا چیز ہے آغوش جناب زہرا اس میں پل جائے جو بچہ وہ امامت پا جائے. This is the Lady Fatima. Prophet has proved in his life that look, this door where I come and I stand and I read آیہ تطہیر انما یرید اللہ لیذہب عنکم رجس اہل البیت ویطہرکم تطہیرا. This is the door of Lady Fatima. محمد وعلی محمد. This is the door of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. She is the tabiyin, jihad tabiyin herself. It means that whatever she does is tabiyin of Islam. It is the clarification of Islam. It is the true face of Islam. It is the true image of Islam. Whatever she does. If she refuses to talk to someone, that is according to Islam. If she turned her face, it is Islam. If she welcomes someone, it is Islam. If she prays for someone, that is Islam. If she's in the battlefield, that is Islam. If she advises someone, those advices are Islam. And this has been said by the Prophet. Therefore, rather than talking about the ways she did Jihad Tabyin, it is better to talk about her lifestyle, the things that she did. It is better to talk about the seerah of Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha, because the whole seerah, the whole life of the Lady Fatima is Jihad Tabyin. And therefore, when we look at different aspects of her life, we can get message from that how we need to do jihad. You know, we think that, for example, jihad is to go out to convey message. That's what we think. For example, making videos, lectures, I don't know, teachers at the school, families at the home, explaining things, talking about an issue, explaining the issues. We think this is jihad. But when we look at the life of Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, going to the mosque, if it is necessary, that is also jihad tabiin. Therefore, sometimes we need to get out of our houses to just walk to a specific place. If we are going for the Quds day, that is jihad tabiin. Don't think that if I'm walking there, I'll give some slogans to make my kids happy. No. You're going there in that gathering, and when they, you know, count the heads, you are in there. Therefore, you're doing a jihad tabiin. The brother announced for the annual, the martyrdom of Qasim Soleimani and Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, attending the ceremony, there's a head count. How many people go there? This is... Even if you can't go, you convey the message that, okay, there is a program which is going to be enough. So this announcement is Jihad Tabiin. Where did we learn this from? This is from the seerah of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Why? Because she went door to door to convey the message of wilayah. And I'm surprised that some people, when they talk about the Lady Fatima, they said that the seerah of Fatima is that she was a social worker. She raised her voice for the social justice. They talk about how she was at home with the husband, with the kids, with the people in the society. Yes, this is one of the aspects, but this is not the main aspect of her life. Her life is full of defense of wilaya, the system of wilaya. Alhamdulillah, the system which we are living in, we are following, this is the system which was said by Lady Fatima salamu alayha. She went to door to convey the message. So therefore, if you make videos, if you make blogs, if you, I don't know, anyway, you talk to people, this is the seerah of Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha. This is jihad tabiin. So do not narrow your thinking about jihad tabiin as something to just go and speak and convey and that's it. No. Taking your children to the Jummah prayer, for example, where we have the political sermon as well. This is also a jihad tabiin. It's a vast area. It's a vast area. We should not narrow this to specific things. For example, if the Supreme Leader, Hazrat Ayatollah Khamenei, has said to the maddah or the speakers, it does not mean, it's because they are more efficient, they're more effective in the community. But that does not mean that this jihad tabiin is just in this area, they have to do that. This is not the only thing. The thing is, when we see Lady Fatima salamu alayha as the jihad tabiin, as the symbol of jihad tabiin, then when we look at her life, we see every single aspect of her life is telling us that she is performing jihad tabiin. We have to do that. And I better use this word, that she is the jihad tabiin. She is natiqe jihad tabiin. If I use this word, this is not something far from the idea I'm talking about. Because when we talk about jihad tabiin, if you want to see the practical aspect of jihad tabiin, how it can be and what is it, you need to see the life of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha. Today, the issue that we see in the Islamic Republic, why is it for? It's because this lady is not been defined or explained to the women of this country. Our Shia women, mothers, sisters, they don't know about Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha. When it is said she is Batul, our sisters need to become Batul. If it is said she is Tahira, they need to follow the path of Lady Fatima, the footsteps of Lady Fatima. If she was a wife, how wife she was, what kind of wife, we need to see in the life. We need to practically apply. It's not only about living in home. When there was a battle, she used to go. She used to provide the first aid in the battles. She was next to the Prophet. So if outside, if there is a need for our sisters, they must go there. But look at the Lady Fatima, how she appeared outside in the battles. You need to have the same appearance when you go outside. So you do not contradict with the teachings of Islam. And that's what we mean when we say she is the best manifestation of the Jihad al-Tabiyin. I was just reading the narrations about this lady. I think my time is up. I couldn't talk about the different aspects, but I summarized the thing, and I hope that the message has been conveyed. But when I was looking at the narrations, the will of Lady Fatima, you know that the Lady Fatima is known as Umme Abiha, the mother of her father. She is also known as Ummul Ummah, the mother of this Ummah. خلق الله نوري, there is a tradition from Prophet that Allah created my nur first, and then the nur of Imam Ali alayhi salam. وخلق ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من نور فاطمة. And he has created everything in the heavens and the earth from the nur of Lady Fatima salam Allah alayha. Some scholars have said, you know why Prophet said Umme Abiha to Lady Fatima? Because everything in this world is created by the nur of Lady Fatima. So when this earth is made of nur of Fatima, the Prophet, when he came to this earth with this dustly body, he is considered as the son of the same mother of whom she is the mother of the whole universe. Umme Abiha. You know, I was reading the tradition, the will of Lady Fatima. The Lady Fatima said that, O Ali, when you give me the ghusl, don't take off my clothes. Give the ghusl from my clothes, like leave my clothes on. And the second will was that say my salam to my descendants, to my progeny. This is for Sadat specifically and generally for everyone. Because she is the mother of the universe, this salam is for every one of us. But specifically for Sadat, you know, our mother Fatima has said to our father Ali to convey my salam to my generations. Why she said so? Why she conveyed the message? This salam, you know what the salam means? Peace be upon you. And you know when an imam says to someone, peace be upon you, it's for definite a peace for that person. That's why Sadat has that respect. That's why it is said, when you go to learn something, you learn quicker than others. These ranks for Sadat is because of Lady Fatima salamu alayha. She conveyed a message that, oh my progeny, if you are Sayyid, then remember I said a salam to you. I want you to follow my footsteps. I want you to take this journey of Vilaya ahead. Make sure that you are with the Vilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And you know when she said to Imam Ali alayhi salam that give me ghusl from the clothes, don't take off my clothes from underneath the clothes. She doesn't wanted Ali to know the wounds that she had when someone has did that act against her. The way they pushed the door, the way they pushed the door and she was between the door and the wall. You know, she doesn't wanted Ali ibn Abi Talib to know that she had marks on her body. What marks? The marks which she had because of the martyrdom of Muhsin that she had in her womb. This was Lady Fatima. She never wanted Ali to have any kind of grief in her life, to have any kind of complaint or grief or worries about Fatima in her life. She was thinking about Ali, that, oh Ali, if I pass away, I even don't want you to have any worries about me even if I pass away. This was the Lady Fatima. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow the footsteps of Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha. And to know about the personality and to get the ma'rifah of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins for the sake of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha and make us someone who she wants us to be. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn the teachings of Ahlul Bayt and Quran in its true way and to convey it to the whole world. May Allah give us tawfiq to be amongst the best companions of Imam of the time, Imam al-Asr, Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah protect the mu'mineen and muslimin around the world, in Yemen, in Palestine, in Kashmir, in any place. May Allah protect all the oppressors from the, all the oppressed ones from the oppressors. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to see the day when our Imam will have the zuhur, inshallah. May Allah forgive all the mu'mineen and mu'minat, especially those who have conducted this ceremony at this point, and the ones who have passed away. May Allah accept all our du'as and the wishes that we have, and those who have asked us to pray for them, may Allah accept their prayers as well. And may Allah cure all the ones who are ill and the sick, inshallah, And may Allah protect the ulama and give long life to Ayatollah Khamenei and Ayatollah Sistani especially, and the other ulama and maraji as well. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, and keep us amongst his best companions, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.